I write by hand. And whatever project I'm working on, I write music just about every day. Whether I'm working on a film or a concert piece, the pencil's moving.
Howard Shore wrote the scores for all of the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit films. His new CD has his first two concertos, one for piano called Ruin and Memory, and one for cello called Mythic Gardens. It's a more internal process, he says, when you're not supporting the plot of a movie, but there is a story behind his concert music, too.
The piano concerto was written first, and it was created for the 200th anniversary of Chopin, so it's a Chopin-inspired piece, and then the cello concerto followed, and I wrote it as a companion piece to the piano concerto. So in a way, I was creating a concert work, but I was still basing it on a narrative, a story of Chopin's life.
The piano concerto was written especially for Lang Lang, who premiered it at the 2010 Beijing Music Festival.
It was very natural for me to write a piece for Lang Lang. Really what I do is I observe him. I look at his breathing, his movement, the energy that he puts out, and how he works in slower movements. So it's a very physical process in a way for me. And the same with Sophie Chow, the great cellist who played the cello concerto. A lot of it had to do with her physicality, her movement. And then I'm writing a piece to reflect that.
Howard Shore says of his cello concerto, he was also inspired by three historic Italian gardens.
To me, it was more about nature. And I write a lot about nature. And in fact, I've been creating a garden in a forest where I live. And as the garden grew and became more beautiful, I found that the music improved. I must have been more inspired through nature than really through anything else in terms of music.
Rick will be playing Howard Shore's cello concerto Mythic Gardens on his show tomorrow night with Sophie Chow and the American Symphony Orchestra. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.